Hello and a very good morning. You're listening to Money Control's daily podcast based on our exclusive editor's picks newsletter. This newsletter is curated 5 days a week by Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta, and now you can listen to it on the go. So let's dive into today's top stories. We begin with news that Apple is significantly ramping up the India manufacturing of Pro models of its upcoming iPhone 17 this year, despite Donald Trump's warning to Apple CEO Tim Cook to stop building factories in India. Danish Khan writes that the move aimed at bridging demand in the US market signals that the company's expansion plans remain unchanged, despite Trump's latest salvo. Earlier in the day, Trump threw up yet another whopper when he announced in Doha that he had told Cook not to expand manufacturing in India for the US market. In response, Indian government officials told Money Control that competitiveness will decide where companies go. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar added that any trade deal between India and the US must be mutually beneficial and clarified that both sides haven't arrived at anything substantial based on the talks so far. India has revoked the security clearance for Turkish ground handling agency Celebi Airport Services, India, in the interest of national security. The punitive action by India's apex body for aviation security, the Bureau of Civil Aviation Security, comes after Turkey supplied Pakistan with drones to attack India. Yarakullah Khan reports that Celebi currently covers 65% of Indian aviation traffic through its presence in 9 airports, including Delhi, Mumbai, Chennai, Bengaluru, Hyderabad, Cochin, Ahmedabad, Mopar, and Kannur. Markets regulator SEBI has now opened another investigation against IndusInd Bank's officials for suspected insider trading in clients' company's shares, reports Brijesh Kumar. This case is different from the one in which the regulator is probing into the role of former top executives for trading in the bank shares while being aware of accounting discrepancies. The latest probe focuses on trades made by officials before the information became public, and up to 6 bank officials are currently under scrutiny. In a separate development, SEBI is likely also probing James Reed, one of the most active foreign algo traders operating in the country's derivatives markets, over allegations of market manipulation, reports Asha Menon. The investigation will cover multiple entities, including James Reed's India and Singapore arms. James Reed is also facing a probe by the National Stock Exchange, that is NSE, regarding some of its derivatives market trades in India, reports Pavan Burugula. SEBI is also probing Yes Bank for misleading disclosures about its deal with Japanese giant SMBC. Just days before the official announcement, Yes Bank told stock exchanges that media reports were speculative, a claim now under scrutiny, reports Pavan Burgula. Indian travel platforms are clashing over the cancellation of bookings to Istanbul and Baku over Turkey and Azerbaijan's support to Pakistan, with some platforms like Make My Trip and Clear Trip facing backlash for continuing to offer flights to these destinations, reports Maryam Farooqi. Ease My Trip has also raised concerns about data security because of Chinese investments in some travel platforms, referring to Make My Trip. In the tech sector, Infosys is handing out a 65% bonus payout to employees for the March quarter, reports Rishabh Shaw, a slight dip from the preceding quarter's 80% payout amid what it calls a complex macroeconomic environment. India's cybercrime agency I4C is intensifying its crackdown against child sexual abuse material on social media, reports Ohik Sood. I4C has asked platforms to integrate with the Sahyog portal, appoint nodal officers for real-time reporting, and adopt AI-based tools to detect and remove CSAM content. However, US-based platforms are raising concerns over conflicting reporting obligations under American law. And finally, do read a piece on how Virat Kohli's Test cricket retirement has thrown up a new challenge to brand marketeers, which could upend the way cricket itself is marketed. Borya Majumdar writes that the departure of Kohli, who endorses over 30 brands, and Rohit Sharma, who fronts about 25 brands, leaves a huge chasm in cricket branding starting from the upcoming India-England series. For perspective, among the next generation in Team India, Jasprit Bumrah and Rishabh Pant endorse between 12 to 15 brands, while Shubman Gill fronts 10 to 12. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.